to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. And Coach, it's spring. I have little five-week-old chickens and we've got flowers in the garden and, you know, all the grass is coming up. It's of course, my hay fever's crazy, you know, I'm sneezing and coughing like crazy. But you were saying that we're seeing a lot more of our members, our lifetime members and members that have been with us for years that are coming back through. We're getting gait analysis again and people are, hey, checking in on the immersion. What are you seeing as they come back if they've taken a little bit of a hiatus through the winter?
Well, honestly, this is the best part about coming through RunRx, because once you go through the immersion, which is the first month, you have the foundation. You will know everything you need. We tell people this all the time. Everything we give you in that first month is actually what you need for running. So the best part is everyone goes through that first month, and then they go through the second month, and then sometimes they disappear. Either because they're like, we're running, we feel good, or we're taking a break, whatever it was. So what happens when they come back is they still know, they know the basics. So we don't have to actually relearn the basics, but we have to make sure you're doing them the movement correctly. I think for people, and this is something with coaching for adults. So when you're coaching adults and they're not used to being coached, especially with running, that it's called creating your own perception or creating your own reality, meaning you think you're doing what I told you to do. So then you continue to do it because it feels right to you. And so, and then then normally they'll come back and say, well, that's what you said to do. And,
So one of the things just to pop in there real quick, I always joke with you and say I am pulling, and it's because, guys, that happened to me. I was working out with her and she's like, pull. And I literally thought in a really nasty tone, I am pulling. And of course, when she showed me, she took a video and she showed me I wasn't pulling. I was actually just like lifting my quad. I wasn't pulling, right? So that's what she means. And like, I really thought I was, but then she shows you and you go, oh, so go on from there. I'm sorry.
Well, and it's, and by the way, most of us aren't in that generation of just filming ourselves. So it's not really possible, right? I'm not the one at the gym with the camera up and
Yeah.
So I understand that. And so we have Zoom, we have check-ins, but listen, guys, this is the problem is you're an adult. If you were a kid coming to practice, you'd be coming three times a week. I would get to coach you. I would get to watch you. I would get to correct you, and it would stick. The only way things stick is if you let someone do that. So what we have to be careful with, because almost every adult that I see come back in, they have like almost got it. And what they're missing generally is something that's called holding your line, alignment, posture, however you want to think of it for yourself. So for example, I had a woman yesterday, and I see this all the time when I first meet people. It's called, they don't have a glute. That's a nice way to say it. When they bend their knees, their shoulders go backwards. And it's basically a muscular imbalance between the glutes and the hip flexors and the lower back. The lower back is actually working when the glutes are supposed to be working. So that's going to affect your movement. So I give strength exercises for that reason. We have to build your butt.
Now here's a stupid question, and it's only partly, it's only partly funny. I get the idea of like maybe you don't have a butt, but what if you, is it such a thing as having too much of a butt? Like if I stick my butt
not for running.
Okay.
I mean, the best sprinters in the world. That's what I mean. Listen, what do the glutes do? What is the job of the glutes in running? To hold the body upright. The second your body can't hold itself, you're not moving correctly.
Right.
Your body spends all of its time trying to find balance for your head. So if your head is behind, your body is out of balance. If your head is in front, your body is out of balance. You're going to, your back, your hips, something's going to go. So, and unfortunately, like for this runner, what happens to her is she takes her upper body and kind of bends forward and then is trying to chase her own body weight. Guys, this is what we help people with, is how to balance that body weight, not chase it. And what ends up happening is you can run, you know, all these other, so much better, but you have to put in these extra exercises, not a big deal, to be able to hold your position. This is where people break down in running. It's not because, especially when you come back in, okay, we're like, wow, you're pulling really well. She's pulling great. She's keeping her knees bent. She's using elasticity. There's so much good stuff going on, but oh, I can see when she bends her knees, her line goes out. By the way, most, what's interesting is women tend to go backwards and men tend to go forward because they're the computer guys. I mean, women are too, but
yeah,
you see men's necks are like way forward on the line. So a lot of times when I work with men, I have to work on getting their head back on their line. That doesn't take one week.
Is some of that too, I mean, like you said, sometimes it's the computer, it's the desk. Can it also be like, I'll see women like lean back. I find myself doing that out of a fear of falling. Is there a little bit of a mindset there too, that I'm afraid to fall?
Well, unless you, well, if you're in our group, I could maybe agree to that. Most runners have no thought of falling. The challenge is people are always afraid of falling. You spend your whole life trying to fall.
Yeah.
So the problem, especially with ladies, guys do it too, by the way, but we look down. You don't realize.
Yeah.
So you're running and you're looking down, so you don't want to trip. Then all of a sudden your upper body's going forward. And the next thing you know, you're basically bent over running. I see it all the time. You know, women have like 45 things wrapped around their waist and they're just bent over. Like, oh, that looks terrible. So, yeah. I mean, we really help you with how to hold your line and then to find what's hindering you? What is preventing you from being able to hold this line? Because you need to hold this line when you're standing, when you're sitting, when you're running. You see what I mean? It's not just one line. It is the line. So like this woman, she's going to work on strengthening her glutes. And guys, she doesn't need to go to the gym. I give you guys body weight exercises. I'm a big fan of body weight. Start with body
weight.
If you want to go past that, we're happy to help you. But start first. So anyway, yesterday in the Zoom, I made everybody in the class just bend their knees and I said nothing. And I think we had 6 people. Our Zooms are really small, y'all. We had maybe 6 people. Out of the 6, 3, out of the 6, and these people have been with me for a while, except for one, remember that. Out of the 6, 3 of them rocked back. Without
really?
Realizing. Yes. And as soon as I help them correct, then they're like, this feels funny. Well, of course it feels funny. So kind of the same thing. We have a woman, guys, and she's had plantar fasciitis for years and years. She's a pharmacist. So she stands all day long and she is able to like put one foot up sometimes, you know, I mean, but she's standing all day. That's what she does. So she's got plantar fasciitis. And I had her send me a picture of her, of how she stands at work. And it's these things that we don't realize. If you stand with your knees locked, you are really doing a disservice to your joints. Locked joints can't relax. You want your joints to be relaxed. So the first step is to bend your knees when you're standing. And you've never thought about it. You've been standing like this way for years, right? You don't remember that you were doing that. That's just how you do. Well, so she bends her knees, no problem. Well, but when she bends her knees, guess what? Her shoulders go back. So we're working on not just the butt, but we have to get the upper body to be where it's supposed to be. And she said to me, when I put her in the right place, she said, this feels wrong. So of course,
because
you've been standing one way for years. And then she said, even when she was young and someone would tell her to stand up straight, her response was to pull her shoulders back. Well, now, do y'all know that your shoulder is connected to your big toe? If your big toe is tense, so is your arch. So all day long, her shoulder is basically pulling on her arch. Isn't that crazy? We don't connect.
It's crazy and fascinating. That's the kind of stuff like I geek out at.
Right. But I, I can't stand with her at work all day, can I? So instead, she's got to send me pictures. I gave her a standing drill. See, I will work with you. This is what I do. I got to see what I've got to work with, though. You've got to help me to help you. So now she has to, every 30 minutes or so, she has to roll her shoulders forward, make sure her knees are bent. And she already is feeling different. Of course she is.
And that's
it. Her body is able to hold her body weight. And guys, that's what it's all about. Your body's talking to you. If you've got shin splints and whatnot. But the thing is, she could stretch all day long. She could stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. Then she goes back to work and just puts herself right back in that position.
In that guys, position, this is, right.
Yeah. So this is why the skill, strength, and self-care comes in. You know, I have
But this is where coaching comes in. This is what I really want them to see is that. So when we say it's yes, everybody is unique. We're not saying that people aren't unique and that you have different situations. But in her case, she was trying. She was doing the practice. She was doing the skill, strength, and self-care. She got to a place where it just didn't seem to be improving. And she talked to you about it. She went to her coach and said, Coach, this is my problem. And then you had a bigger discussion and said, okay, what are you doing when you're not running or like, what's your job? And that's where we find out more. It's not that she came in and said, I'm a pharmacist. I stand all day. I can't be a runner. Right. Like, you know what I mean? It's just that this is what a coach does. A coach works with you, but you didn't change the post-fall pull. You didn't change the skill, strength, and self-care. She's not doing a different plan. She's not doing something just for her. She has adjusted her daily routine to help her be a better runner, which is all part of what we do. I guess I'm trying to show the totality of it. Yeah. But that's what's so powerful is that it's not like you have to come in and, will you give me, Valerie, a Caroline plan? Just for me, because I live out here in the rural parts of Texas, and the ground is
sandy.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
you know,
where we're really good, guys, is our runners. Like, we had a runner this morning. She ran in Yorkshire, I believe, for ankle deep mud, ice, snow, you name it.
Crazy.
And she made it, and she's so pumped. She had a great time, you know. And she's again, but it's kind of like Caroline saying, I didn't give her a different program. But I know how to run on trail. So I give people advice for trail running. Whatever it is you're coming in with, we're going to address it for you. It's just hard in the beginning to come in and think, and this is right. We get this about week one, we usually get it. And then about week three, where is there anything special for me? And I promise you, by then I know you, I've seen your check-ins. Every time you check in, by the way, I'm only looking at you. It's all about you. It's your video. And I'm going to show you movement patterns, and I'm going to give you the exercises and things to do to help you with that. That's the whole point. So that's the fun part. And then you go do it, you practice, and then you let me know how it goes, and then I can see it. Because that's the reality with movement. It's not going to fix today, but start today with what to do to fix it.
Right. Absolutely. And that's great. That's a great ending point for this podcast, guys. What we are custom from the standpoint that you get your own check-ins, even in the Zoom calls, they're really small. Just we don't have a lot of people that either have the time at that particular time that we have them. We've got like four different times that we try to do it. But some people don't like to come on Zoom. I'll be honest. They just don't want to. Maybe they're zoomed out. I tend to get zoomed out, but they're always recorded. So you can always listen to it, watch it later, and then send in your check-in and say, hey, I tried what you did on the Zoom. I want you to look at what I did. But that's what makes it one-on-one with still being at a group coaching price. That's what we're giving you. We're giving you one-on-one coaching, but at a group coaching price. So hopefully you'll give us a look at runrx.fit. And if not, like, subscribe, share our content with a friend. And that's what keeps us in the podcast business. And that's what keeps us going on YouTube. We're on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook right now. We're adding more content right now to Rumble and to X if you're on there. Just trying to get more places where we can meet you where you are. So we'll hope you'll do that, and have a great week, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.